Wonderful. Melissa, real quick, this is a tour that you're doing in Norwalk, and I see that you're also doing a children's show after the the adult show. Is that something that you've been doing a lot of, the double billing? Can you talk a little bit about that? When did you start doing that?
Well, I started putting out kids' music about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And so just whenever is possible, if I'm in a place where it looks like it'd be good to do that, I do it. So I've been doing it for many, many years.
Awesome. Congratulations on the album, the Grammy.
Thank you.
Did you expect that? Did you see that one coming?
Well, I was excited for it. There was such a great reaction to it and a lot of support from the community. So I was really pleased with it.
Yeah.
It's always a surprise, but I was, anytime you get anything like that, but I was really pleased with it.
Yeah. There's so many things in your career, so many things you do, that it's just hard to begin or just talk about, to question you about anything. Do you have any favorites? I mean, you've written books, you do the music, in New York, the show, and even the Times crossword puzzle. What was that like?
Oh, that was amazing. It was almost like writing a song. I worked with somebody who's a seasoned crossword puzzler, somebody who writes puzzles, and I was paired together by Will Shortz, who I'm a huge fan of. He's the he's like the rock star of crosswords. He's the editor, the well-known editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle for many, many years. So anyway, it was really thrilling to be able to sit with somebody and learn a lot about how the process works. I'm usually somebody who's I'm usually the one trying to fill out the crossword, not the person writing it.
Yeah.
But it was really, really fun. It was kind of like writing a song. It was very collaborative. And I was also sort of the student in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, speaking about writing songs, I mean, you're an inspiration for a lot of people and a lot of even the Gen X and one of the first independent artists that reached the milestones that you have. How does it feel to have, your career? You've got to be pretty, pretty happy about the way that it's taken off and where it's going.
Oh, yeah. It's been really amazing to have fans from so many different generations. People who started listening to me in the 90s, people who listened to me because of my kids' music, people who listen because of the music I'm putting out now. So it's really cool to connect with so many different people. And I get to hear so many people's stories about what the music means to them. And I see people singing along. And so it's really cool to be able to have that connection with so many different people,
Yeah, sure. And
it's just it's great. I run into people on the street who talk to me about my dating TV show or my cooking show I had, or so many different things. So I usually follow what I'm interested in, and also focused always on making music. So it all kind of comes together, even though it sounds like there's a lot of different things going on. They're all under the umbrella of things that I really enjoy, and situations in which I end up getting to meet a lot of people and hear their stories and tell my stories.
Yeah. Well, you're really putting the creative muse to work. I'm going to close out pretty soon, but I wanted to ask you, about your glasses, and you're well known for that, and you even actually have an eyewear glass line, right?
Yeah, it's called an eyewear line.
An eyewear line. That's got to be fascinating.
Yeah, it's, I've always worn glasses. Not always, but since I was like a teenager. And it's something that I am a big fan of. And although I used to be unhappy when people would ask me about my glasses instead of my music when I was first starting out, because I take my music very seriously.
Yeah.
I realized it was really one of my hobbies, something I love, looking for great glasses and great glass design. And also people told me because I wear my glasses, they feel comfortable wearing their glasses, and it made them feel confident. And that really, was special to me. So I followed through and started an eyewear line. And we have it in Costco and a bunch of mom and pop optician and ophthalmologist offices.
Wow.
Office stores, as well as Costco. And they have a young women's and petite women's line as well in their store.
Cool.
Of a bunch of different frames. And we're always refreshing them, putting new frames in. So it's been a really great way. Again, it's another way that I get to connect with people and hear people's stories and That's really important to me.
You're an inspiration for a lot of people. Final question. I thought I saw that you're asking, you can send a hashtag to you for requests for some of your shows. Can you talk about that?
Well, every show is different, especially when I'm playing acoustically by myself, which I'm doing, because I like really varying the sets. And there are certain songs that people always request, you know, the hit songs, and there's just certain songs that people like to hear. But I know when I was a kid growing up, it's funny, I've just been going through all of my old childhood stuff, and I've piles of concert tickets and concert t-shirts, and I was a big music fan growing up. So the idea that a musician would play a song, maybe an album cut or a song that they don't typically play, for me is a really big deal. So I wanted to do that also for the fans.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So how do they do that? Is it hashtag Lisa Loeb or hashtag request Lisa Loeb?
Oh, they just go to Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and they can just say, hey, I'd like to request this song.
Oh, wow. I could go on and on talking to you. It's. I know that you're very busy schedule. We look forward to seeing you in Norwalk this week, and hopefully we'll meet up in person down the road. Thank you, Lisa, for the time.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I'd love to see everybody at the shows, and the kids show and the grown-up show will be different from each other, too. So
awesome.
You're welcome to come to both.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.